Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. Joining us in the Street Beat studio is Bill Schammel, here to talk about the 30th annual Grand Lake Stream Festival. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Let's kick off things with a little history. How did the Grand Lake Stream Folk Art Festival begin?
Well, how it began 30 years ago, my wife and I retired from the Coast Guard. My wife and I moved back to Grand Lake Stream, which is where she was from, and she got in a conversation with some of the lodge owners lamenting the fact that in late July the fishing falls off and the number of people coming to Grand Lake Stream falls off. So they decided to have a little craft show, and it's grown into one of the biggest things in Washington County or Eastern Maine.
And what's new for the Folks Festival this year?
What's new this year? We're bringing back our canoe display, which has kind of fallen into disarray. We're going to have 25 Grand Lake canoes, one from every builder that's ever built one there. That goes back about four generations.
Wow.
A fellow named Steve Keith is putting it together for us. It's going to be a really, really nice display. So it's not new, but it's definitely been reborn. We've got some new exhibitors coming to the folk art and crafts part of the show. A few new ones and a lot of the ones that have been there for years.
So tell us about the kinds of folk art that will be featured this year.
Well, it's folk art and crafts in all different kinds of mediums. I'll just go down the list. We've got Jordan Johannes comes from down on the coast and brings beautiful wildlife photography. Fred Knapp does photography. Mark Wren will be back with his stained glass. My wife does fabric art. There's a lot of pottery, jewelry, furniture making, felting. It's pretty much something for everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of the exhibitors demonstrate what they're doing. People find that very interesting.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about the music. What genres and performers?
Okay, music. We got Jim Gallant coming back. We've got Jim O'Neill and Kara McCrimmon will be doing a set of Irish music. Avril Lovely will be there with his family. They're great contemporary music. The Grand Lake Stream Strum and Wildcats ukulele group will be there. Alan Cook from down to Jonesboro, who also does our sound, will be performing, and we're very excited. On Saturday, we'll have Mark Tipton back with the Mark Tipton Quartet. Mark's a world-class jazz trumpeter. On Sunday, we'll have Celia Jellison. She's from down in Lubeck. She's really good. And on Sunday morning, we're going to have a group called Synergy. It's Alan and Sam Firth and Chris Paprocki and Mark Tipton will be performing with them, and they do some really interesting stuff. So we've got good live music all day long.
And the Strum and Wildcats?
We'll be there Saturday and Sunday. We bring the tent down.
Nice. Talk a little bit about the atmosphere, how it is there. What do people experience when they visit?
Very family-friendly, very family-oriented. We offer a discount for kids. Dog-friendly. Please bring your dog and don't leave it in the car. Dogs are welcome. We give people a doggy bag when they come through the gate. We've got a watering station. But it's just a really, really festive environment. And there's enough going on to keep people busy all day long.
Yeah, for 2 days.
2 days, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5.
So you can't have a festival without food. What's cooking in the food department this year?
Okay. Danny and Alice Sullivan will be there with Sebastian's Pizza. My brother comes up from Texas and does a gumbo that's worth the drive. Absolutely worth the drive. We have a group of people that come from South Portland. We call them the Sopos. They summer and visit there. They're going to do desserts this year. They've got all kind of cakes and brownies and cupcakes and cookies and all kind of things like that. And then we've got Dave and Greta's Catering Wagon with your standard festival, you know, carnival type hamburgers, hot dogs, french fries thing.
Mm-hmm. What kind of ingredients go into gumbo?
Okra.
Chicken.
Sausage. Rice. Spices. It's good.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe, but it's good.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the kids. What's planned for the kids for fun?
You know, we have a lady that's coordinating that named Karen Verdelli. She's from Woodland, and she's put together all kind of arts and crafts programs for the kids. Kids can come in there and stay busy all day long doing different things. Kind of hard for me to describe, but she's really good, and she's put some nice programs together. And then on Sunday, I believe it's on Sunday. People can check the schedule at our website or on our Facebook page. One of our exhibitors, Betsy Leslie, who does felting, will be offering felting class for kids.
All right.
But a lot of painting, a lot of beading, a lot of handwork to keep the kids busy and interested.
What's the parking situation for?
On the street, handicap parking in front of the main gate.
Okay.
But there's on-street parking throughout Grand Lake Stream. It gets a lot of cars, but it's never been a problem.
Yeah.
And the most somebody would have to walk is maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
But yeah.
Plenty of on-street parking. And where we don't want people to park, we put up a sign.
Okay.
But people are usually pretty good about that kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. So where can people go to get the most up-to-date info on what's happening at the festival?
We have a website that we maintain. It can be Googled, but it's GrandLakeStreamFolkArtFestival.com. And we have a Facebook page, which is updated daily, sometimes as we get closer, two or three times a day. And that's Facebook at Grand Lake Stream Folk Art Festival.
All right.
That's the best place to go to get the most current information on it.
All right. And how do we get there? Are there any tolls we have to pay to get there?
No tolls. No tolls. There's a red light on the bridge going over Huntley Brook coming into town because they're redoing the bridge. But there's a
construction shouldn't
create a traffic problem.
What's the road? So if you're coming from the north,
it's Route 1. If you're coming from the south, you come up Route 1 to go through Princeton and Indian Township. Then the road into Grand Lake Stream is well marked. And if you're coming from the north, you come down Route 1 till just before you get to Princeton, and take a ride onto the Grand Lake Road.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add before we head out?
We do have our quilt display again this year. Betsy Dore and Susan Martell are going to have a nice display of quilts. We've got what we call our remembrance tents, which is a bunch of retouched and blown up photographs about the history of Grand Lake Stream. Mm. Really, really interesting. And I'm looking at my note, and I want to mention that I can't mention them all by name, but a lot of people step forward to help us, volunteers. And all the heavy work is done by kids.
Mm-hmm.
We pay them, buy them lunch. But it's a very nice community effort.
All right. Tell us about all the information that we didn't know as far as how, what times, the price, that kind of thing.
It's 10 to 5 both days, Saturday and Sunday. It's $10 admission for one day or $15 for the weekend. And we offer reduced admission for kids under 12.
All right. Bill Schammel, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And this is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3, and WCRQ Country, 102.9.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.